感谢主，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
So peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
求主能够带领祝福我们今天的聚会。
And so may God guide us through our day of service.
我们刚刚经历一个非常激烈的选战。
And so we just went through a very emotional election.
很多人呢都还在谈这个话题。
And so even now, there are still people who are discussing this.
有的人说啊，这是历史上最丑陋的一次选举。
And they said that this is the, some people say that this is the ugliest election in history.
因为候选人啊，彼此的攻击。
Because the amount of attacks made between the candidates.
摧毁人的人格。
And it, it was demoralizing, and it cut down on the character integrity of man.
这个谁当选谁落选，这个不是我们关心的。
And but we are not concerned about who won the election and who lost the election.
我们所关心的就是社会上这个实际上的一些变化。
We are concerned with the changes in society and in this generation.
耶稣曾经讲过啊。
And Jesus once said.
因为门徒问他说：“你在灵跟世界的末了有什么现象
？”And so the disciples once asked, or he was once asked about what are the signs of the second coming.
主耶稣说：“挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临的日子也怎样。
”And so Jesus says, as in the time of Noah, so will be the time of the second coming.
说那个时候人照样吃喝嫁娶。
And so at the same time, people will be eating, drinking, and giving in marriage.
但是突然间洪水来到，就把当代人就把它冲去了。
And then when the flood came, it swept everyone away.
他说将来这个世界也是一样。
And the same in our world.
因为罪恶很重，所以神要用硫磺火把它毁灭掉。
And the sin will be so great that God will destroy this world with fire.
但是我们看到挪亚在当代当中是一个义人。
But we see during that time Noah was a righteous man.
神却拣选他。让他的全家能够胜过洪水的灾难。
And so God chose him and his family so that they would survive and overcome the flood.
那说我们怎样学习挪亚做一个世代中的义人。
And so how can we learn to be like Noah, to be a righteous man in this generation?
不管这个时期怎么变化罪恶怎么严重。
And so regardless of how many things change in this world and how sinful the generation is,
但是我们都能够在这个世代当中还是与神同行。
But rather that in this generation we can walk with God.
能够做一个完全人。
That we can be a perfect person.
无论时局怎么变化，但是我们就是能够被神所拯救。
That no matter how much the times may change, but we will still be saved by God.
我们先来看《创世纪》第六章。
If we look at Genesis chapter 6.
那这里谈到这个洪水以前当时的时代背景。
And so here it talks about the background of the times, society before the flood.
看《创世纪》六章，我们要读第一节到第四节。
And so Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 to 4.
六章第一节
Genesis chapter 6 verse 1
说当人在世上多起来又生女儿的时候第二节
verse 2
神的儿子看见人的女子美貌就随意挑选起来为妻第三节
verse 3
神说人既属乎血气我的灵就不永远住在他们里面然而他的日子还可以到120年第四节
Verse 4
那时候有伟人在地上后来神的儿子们和人的女子们交合生子那就是上古英武有名的人这里谈到这个挪亚时代的背景。
And so here it gives us the background of during the time of Moses.
挪亚是从亚当算起的第十代。
And so starting from the time of Adam, Noah is considered the 10th generation.
亚当的儿子 该隐就犯罪杀人。
And so Adam's son Cain committed sin and killed.
所以因为这个罪啊，在世界啊，所以这个罪恶就越来越蔓延，越来越大。
And so the sin that had entered into the world became greater and greater.
所以到了第十代啊，当时的社会啊，已经充满着罪恶。
And so by the 10th generation, the sin had become worse and worse.
所以当时的人啊，人口越来越多。
And so at that time, more and more people inhabited the earth.
啊，结果有神的儿子跟人的女子啊，啊，彼此通婚。
And so the sons of God and the daughters of men got married.
啊，所以有了很多啊，啊，伟人就是巨人呐、啊，长得很高大，特别英武的一些人。
And so there were many mighty men who were giants.
啊，这个神的儿子跟人的女子啊，这怎么解释？
And so how do we explain who the sons of God and the daughters of men?
啊，有的说啊，这个神的儿子是天使啦。
And some people will say that angels are the sons of
God.
啊，
人的儿女啊，就是主的世人啦。
That the daughters of men are people on the earth.
他说天使啊，随便跟人啦、啊，啊，结婚啦。
That the angels of God married the people of earth.
我们知道这个是错误的解释。
And we know this is a wrong explanation.
神的儿子就是主的赛特的后裔。
And so the sons of God are actually the descendants of Seth.
因为亚伯拉罕有两个儿子嘛。
Because Abraham had two sons.
一个是亚伯，他是敬畏神的。
And one was Jacob who worshipped God.
亚伯被杀了以后啊，神就让亚当夏娃生了赛特来代替亚伯。
So Abel was killed, and then so Adam and Eve could kill, could conceive Seth.
啊、所以亚赛特的后裔啊，这个是晓得敬畏神的，所以他们称为神的儿女。
And so Seth was righteous, and so were his descendants who were righteous.
啊，这个该隐呢、啊，他是属世界的。
And so Cain was of the world.
虽然他们在世界上文明非常进步发达。
And even though as they inhabited the earth, they were very advanced and they produced a great deal.
啊，但是我们看到他们呢、啊。在道德上很堕落，而且远离神。
But we see in their character they were very immoral and they departed from God.
所以他们称为人的儿女。
And so they became known as the daughters of men.
圣经里面讲到说，这个光明跟黑暗啊，是没有办法互相妥协的。
And so the Bible says that the light and darkness cannot compromise.
说这个属神的跟属人的、啊、是不能够同互一恶。
And so the evil, good cannot exist, coexist with evil.
啊，那到挪亚那个时代啊，人已经非常混乱了。
But at the time of Noah, everything was very chaotic.
神的儿女啊，本来是敬畏神的，但是他们在信仰上啊，慢慢的失掉了。道德上也跟着堕落了。
And so the sons of God, they were once righteous, but then because they interacted with the daughters of men, then they became immoral.
啊，所以他们就彼此来往啊，啊，就俗化了。
And because they interacted with one another, and so they were compromised.
那在马太福音里面所讲的，他们照样的吃喝嫁娶。
And so it says that they were eating, drinking, and giving in marriage.
啊，当然，我们每天啊，一定要有饮食，才能够让我们身体健康，让我们啊生命能够延续。
And of course, we need food every day so that our bodies can be nourished, so we can sustain our lives.
啊，但是那个时候的人的吃喝啊，已经是放纵宴乐。
Yeah, but at that time, it's saying that they were eating and drinking means they were giving into their desires.
而不是一种正常的吃喝。
It is not a normal kind of eating and drinking.
所以传道书里面讲到说，我们一个人如果正常吃喝，为着让我们有饱足的体力跟精神。
And so in Ecclesiastes, it says that if we are to eat normally and that we can nourish our bodies,
啊，我们有力量来做工，来服侍人，这是好的。
And so it would be good that we have the energy and the strength to help others.
啊，但是一个人如果啊，天天都是奢华宴乐、放纵、犯罪啊，那就不好了。
But if every day everyone gives themselves into gluttony and into their desires, then this is not good.
挪亚的世代人的吃喝啊，已经 放纵的宴乐。
And so during the time of Noah, they had already gone and given into their desires.
这个婚姻也是神所设立的。
And marriage is also established by God.
所以说男大当婚，女大当嫁。
And so men and women ought to get married to one another.
神本来设立婚姻啊，让我们能够过一个家庭温暖的生活。
And so that after getting married, they would establish a warm home and family.
但是在婚姻上也很容易成为魔鬼啊迷惑人的一种工具。
But marriage can also be an instrument in which Satan uses to deceive people.
因为很多人啊不按照那个合法性，不按照神的旨意来行这个婚姻的事情。
Because people do not get married legally or in the way that God had desired.
所以希伯来书里面讲到啊，婚姻人人都应当尊重。
And so the Bible tells us that we ought to, all people need to honor marriage.
因为婚姻的制度是神设立的。
Because marriage is established by God.
婚姻的对象是神所配合的。
And so the person we are married is arranged by God.
但是很多人啊，婚前苟合啦。或者是婚外还跟别人有那个不道德的性关系。
But some have fornication before marriage, and others after they are married have relationship with third parties.
充满着很多很多情欲，很多放纵犯罪的事情。
And they give into their desires and indulge themselves.
这已经偏离神原来设立婚姻的目的。
And this has already departed from the design of the establishment of marriage.
所以我们看到挪亚的世代人的道德已经相当堕落了。
And so we see how morally corrupt they were during the time of Noah.
我们再看创世纪六章第五节。
If we look at Genesis chapter 6 verse 5.
创世纪六章第五节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 5.
神看到人在地上罪恶很大。终日所思想的尽都是恶。第六节
Verse 6.
神就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。我们再跳过来看十一节。
If we look at verse 11.
六章十一节。
Chapter 6, verse 11.
世界在神的面前败坏了，地上满了强暴。十二节。
Verse 12.
神观看世界，看到是败坏了，凡有血气的人在世上都败坏了行为。十三节。
Verse 13.
神就对挪亚说，凡有血气的人，他们的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一同一并毁灭。这里讲到当时他们的情形，心里所想的都是一些放纵犯罪的事情。
And so here it talks about the the thoughts of those people during that time, that they were constantly filled with thoughts of evil.
所以神说这个世界败坏了。
And so God said that this world is corrupt.
世界败坏了，神连续讲三次。
And three times God repeated that the earth was corrupt.
而且说这个世界充满着强暴。
And so that he says that the earth is filled with violence.
好像那个橘子都已经烂掉了，那烂掉了怎么能够吃？
Just like an orange that is already rotted, how can you eat it?
因为这个世界充满着罪恶就好像那个水果烂掉了长虫一样。
Just as the world was filled with evil, so is an orange that it is moldy moldy.
本来神是很慈爱的神。
And so God originally is a very loving God.
他造人让我们生活在地面上。
That he allowed us to dwell on the face of the earth.
是给我们生活当中所需要的一切。
And he gave us all that we needed in our lives.
目的就是要让人能够敬畏神按照神的旨意来治理大地。
And so that man should fear God, and so that God would be magnified in our lives.
人却在地面上充满着罪恶，充满着强暴。
But then man in this earth was filled with evil and violence.
说神就后悔造人在地上。
And so God regretted and grieved making man.
当然这个后悔不像人说好像我做错事了，我感到很难过，很后悔。
And so when it says that God was sorry, it's not like man where man made a mistake and made it But rather, God saw the sin of man and was very grieved in his heart. And even though God is loving,
但是神也是很公义的神,
but God is a just God.
他是非善恶啊, 非常清楚的,
and he's very discerning between good and evil.
啊, 所以看到这个人的罪恶这么重,
and so he saw how great the sin of man was.
虽然他体谅人, 但是他对这个是非啊, 也要有一个,
and even though he cared for man, but he had to take care of this evil.
啊, 虽然很忧伤啊, 但是还是啊, 啊, 要来审判这个世界。
And so even though he was grieved in his heart, he still had to judge this world.
所以他对挪亚说啊, 凡有血气的人啊, 他们的尽头都到了。
And so God says that it is the end for all flesh.
啊, 但是神没有马上刑罚他们。
However, God did not immediately punish
神说啊,
them.
他们还可以存活120年。
And God says that they can continue to exist for 120 years.
啊, 给他们宽容的时间啊, 120年。
And so there is a period of 120 years.
啊, 在那一段时间啊, 啊, 神就叫挪亚, 啊, 为人预备一个得救的道路。
And so during this 120 years, it is for Noah to have a prepare way of salvation.
啊, 我们看创世纪六章第九节。
We look at Genesis chapter 6, verse 9.
创世纪六章第九节,
Genesis chapter 6, verse 9.
说唯有挪亚在神的眼神，唯有挪亚，对不起哈，我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
六章八节。
Genesis chapter 6, verse 8.
唯有挪亚在神的面前蒙恩，第九节。
Verse 9.
挪亚的后代记在下面，挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人，挪亚与神同行。那这里就介绍这个挪亚。
And so here is an introduction of Noah.
他说虽然在那个罪恶的世代，神看说，这个挪亚是一个义人。
And so even though God looked at the generation and saw it was evil, but he found Noah who was a just man.
所有的义人啊, 就是行义的人, 叫做义人。
And so what is a righteous man is someone who does right.
虽然整个世界大家都败坏, 放纵犯罪啊,
and even though in the entire generation, everyone had become corrupt and done evil.
但是我们看到挪亚说在那个罪恶的世代当中啊, 是被神看中的义人。
However, in such an evil generation, Noah was seen by God as a just man.
他说他是一个完全人。
And he is perfect.
因为他与神同行。
Because he walked with God.
能够做义人,做完全人啊, 就要与神同行。
And so if we want to be a righteous man and perfect, then we must walk with God.
摩西书里面难道说啊, 要两个人要同行。
In the book of Amos, it says two people must walk together.
啊, 他们一定有一样的目标,
they must have the same direction.
啊, 能够有一样的步骤, 啊, 一样的, 啊, 态度啊, 才能够同行。
They must have the same footsteps and the same attitude to walk together.
他说如果人的心思意念不一样啊, 他们就没有办法同行。
But if their mind and their thoughts are not the same, then they cannot walk together.
人要跟神同行也是一样。
And the same when man walks with God.
就是要以神的心为心。
That we must have the same heart of God.
能够按照神的旨意行神所喜悦的事情。
And we must delight ourselves in the things that God finds delight in.
这样才能够与神同行。
And so that way we can walk with God.
所以这个创世纪五章二十四节谈到有一个人叫做以诺。
And so in Genesis chapter 5 verse 24 it talks about a man named Enoch.
他说他与神同行300年。
And so it says that Enoch walked with God for 300 years.
所以神许愿他，他没有经过死，神就把他收回去了。
And so God found delight in Enoch, and so he did not encounter death and was received by God.
以诺在65岁的时候生了一个儿子。
And at the age of 65, Enoch had a son.
神启示他说，你这个儿子死掉的那一年呢？ 有大灾难会临到世界。
And so God had revealed to Enoch saying that when the year that your son dies, there will be a great flood.
所以他给他的儿子起名叫做马土撒拉。
And so Enoch gave his son the name of Methuselah.
马土撒拉的意思啊，就是说这个孩子离世那一年。 大灾难会临到世界。
And the name Methuselah means that the year that he dies, there will be a great disaster.
啊，以诺啊，得到神的启示以后。
And so Enoch, after receiving the revelation of God.
所以他认识神，他敬畏神。
And so he feared God and walked with God.
他虽然在一般的生活当中啊，但是他能够遵照神的旨意来行事。
And so even though he dwelt in this evil generation, he still did according to the word of God.
跟神同行300年。
And so he walked with God for 300 years.
所以后来他没有经过死啊，神就把他升接回到天上去了。
And so he did not encounter death, and God received him into heaven.
那这里谈到说这个挪亚也是一样。And, 与神同行。
And so here it talks about Noah the same way that he walked with God.
啊，所以他能够在那个大灾难当中啊，啊，能够胜过这个灾难。
And so in the midst of great disasters, he was able to overcome.
啊，能够得到神的拯救啊。他能够从灾难当中啊，能够存活下来。
And so he was able to receive the salvation of God and preserve his own life.
因为他行神喜悦的事情。
Because he found, he did what was favorable in the eyes of God.
那我们从那个洪水的时候所看到的，就是挪亚一家得救。
And so during the time of the flood, only Noah's family was saved.
不过我们看到说挪亚之前啊。也有一些义人呐、啊，神就陆续把他们接回去。
And so, before the time of Noah, there were others who were righteous, and so they were saved by God.
比如说马土撒拉啦，啊，或者是挪亚的父亲拉麦啦，啊，神就先把他们接回去。
And so, they were all received by God. For example, Methuselah and Lamech, who was the father of Noah.
我们看以赛亚书五十七章。
We look at Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57,
第一节,
verse 1.
以赛亚书五十七章第一节,
Isaiah chapter 57, verse 1.
说一人死亡，无人放在心上，全城人被说去，无人思念。啊，这一人啊，被说去是免了将来的后患。第二节,
verse 2.
他们得享安息，平安，速行，哎，得享平安。素行正直的个人在佛墓里面安歇。那这里讲到说，有一些义人啊，啊，在灾难之前，神也会先把他们接走。
And so here it talks about righteous people who, before a great disaster, will be taken up by God.
所以要让他们免去将来的祸患。
And so that they can avoid this evil. This
啊，所以他们可以先啊啊得享安歇啊，将来。主耶稣再临的时候、啊、他们就会复活来享那个荣耀。
And so they shall enter into the peace, and then on the end days they shall resurrect.
那这个我们对照一下启示录十四章。
If we compare this to Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
我们先看十三节。
Verse 13.
启示录十四章十三节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 13.
我听见从天上有声音说：“你要写下，从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。”圣灵说：“是的，他们习了自己的劳苦，做工的果效随着他们。”我们再看十四节。
We look at verse 14.
我又观看，见有一片白云，云上坐着一个好像人子。头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀。十五节。
15.
又有一位天使从殿中出来，向那坐在云上的大声喊着说：“伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了，地上的庄稼就收割了。哦”然后我们看十七节。
We look at verse 17.
他又有一个天使从天上的殿中出来，他也拿着快镰刀。又有一个天使从祭坛中出来，有权柄管火的，像拿着快镰刀的大声说：“伸出快镰刀，收起地上的葡萄的果子，因为葡萄舌头了。”十九节。
19.
那天使就把镰刀弄在地上，收起了地上的葡萄，就在愤怒的大酒榨当中。那酒榨揣在城外，就有血从酒榨里面流出来。好，那这里讲到说有两种的收割。
And so here it talks about two kind of reaping.
第一个说啊，因为庄稼熟了， 所以天使就把这个庄稼啊就收割了。
And because the harvest is ready, so the angel said it's time to reap.
啊，这个是好的，是已经啊。啊、成熟的信徒啊，啊，灵性完美了啊，神把他们接回天家去。
And so these are the good ones that they are mature Christians and they are ready to be received by God.
啊，末世大灾难之前啊，有的信徒啊，神会先把他们接走。
And so in the end times, before the end comes, God will receive a few good.
所以说、啊，在主里面离世的人有福了。
And so, blessed are those who die in the Lord.
因为他们息了世上的劳苦，做工的果效就随着他们。
That they may rest from their labors and their works follow them.
啊，神让他们先休息。
And so God first gives them rest.
啊，另外一种收割就不好了。
And then there's another kind of reaping which is not good. 就好像那个
熟葡萄啊，熟的烂透了。
And it is just like a grape that is overly ripe that it is rotten.
啊，所以就把它收割起来，丢在那个酒榨里面。
And so after they reap it, it is thrown into the
酒榨一踩啊，就好多的血流出来了。
And so once the wine press was trampled, then there was blood that flowed out.
啊，这个时候罪人受审判。
And that is the judgment of the sinners.
啊，所以这个在世界末日之前大灾难的时候。
And this is right before the end of the world, before the disaster comes.
有些圣徒啊，神会把他们接走。
And so there will be some saints who are taken back.
啊，但是有些圣徒啊，神要让他们经过这个大灾难。
And then there are other saints who God wants them to go through the great disaster.
啊，在灾难当中啊，他们更成圣完全啊，然后主耶稣来的。啊，离世的就先入我，活着就改变啊，被主接回。
And so those saints shall continue to mature through the disaster. So when God comes again, those who die shall resurrect, but those who are living shall be transformed.
啊，所以我们看到说，挪亚的世代也是一样。
And the same way in the time of Noah.
啊，虽然罪恶很重，但是有些义人呐、啊，神也是把他们先接走。
Even though the sin of that generation was so great, there are still some righteous who God receives.
啊，挪亚却能够胜过这个洪水的灾难。
And so Noah was able to overcome the disaster of the flood.
那些不敬畏神的恶人啊，就全部被消灭掉了。
And all those evil were destroyed by the flood.
啊，所以我们说我们要做一个世代中的义人。
And so we need to be the righteous of the generation.
好像挪亚一样。
Just as Noah was.
啊，挪亚因为凡事都听从神的命令。
And because Noah did everything according to the word of God.
所以他能够跟神同行。
And so he was able to walk with God.
我们再来看。创世纪六章二十二节。
We look at Genesis chapter 6 verse 22.
创世纪六章二十二节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 22.
挪亚就这样行，凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。第七章的第五节。
Chapter 7 verse 5.
七章第五节。
Chapter 7 verse 5.
挪亚就遵着神所吩咐的行了。神叫挪亚说：“你要造方舟。”
And so when God commanded Noah to build an ark,
啊，你要把那个，你要按照那个神指示的尺寸、材料、样式来建造。
And you must do it according to the materials I instruct you and the dimensions I instruct you.
啊，然后把那个洁净的动物就七对七对的带到方舟里面。
And so that you bring all the animals in pairs.
啊，不洁净的就带一对。
And so if it's clean, you bring seven pairs. If it's unclean, only one pair.
又为这些动物啊，预备了好多的食物。
And so you prepare a great deal of food for the animals.
我们知道说他们要在方舟里面待一年呢。
And we know they would dwell within the ark for a year.
说神所吩咐的挪亚都照着行了。
The Bible says that everything that God commanded Noah did according to.
所以我们看到说挪亚有有信心，而且有实际的行动。
And so Noah had faith, and he also had actions to complement
faith. 而且他又带着全家人进方舟。
And he also brought his entire household into the ark.
啊，让他们全家能够得救。
So that his entire household could be saved.
啊，所以这些都是我们今天啊要学习的。
These are all things that we have to learn today.
要做一个世代中的义人。
To become a righteous person of our generation.
凡事听神的话而行。
And to do according to what God has said.
要带领全家。 家人进到末世的方舟
to bring us and our entire household into the final days, the ark of the final days.
让我们全家人能够因为敬畏神而得救
so that our entire family can fear God and be saved.
我们说这个挪亚本身就相当有信心
We say Noah himself had great faith.
我们看希伯来书十一章
We look at Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章
Hebrews chapter 11
第七节
Verse 7
希伯来书十一章第七节
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7
挪亚因着信既蒙神指示他未见之事动了敬畏的心预备了一只方舟使他全家得救因此就定了那世代的罪自己也承受了那从信而来的义、哦、这里讲到说、啊、挪亚的信心
Here it talks about the faith of Noah
因为呢对神的话非常有信心
Because he believed the word of God
他五百岁的时候神指示他说、啊、将来神要把这个要洪水把这个世界毁掉
When he was 500 years old, God revealed to Noah that he would make a flood to destroy the earth.
啊，但是这个事情一直到他100岁的时候才实现。
And it didn't happen until
600岁的时候才实现。
Did not happen until he was 600 years old.
就是说啊，100年以后啊，要发生的事情。
So this is to say that this is, happened 100 years after he was told.
啊，除了神的话以外啊。他看不到有什么真相。
Outside of the word of God, he had no clear evidence of what would happen.
因为每天啊，所过的日子都是一样啊。
Because every day, the life that they live was the same.
啊，晴天霹雳啊，根本没有什么下雨的真相啊。
And there were clear skies every day. There were no signs of rain or flood.
你怎么可能相信说神要用洪水把世界灭掉？
How can anyone say that there will be a flood that God created to destroy the earth?
所以世界上的人没有一个人知道，没有一个人相信呐。
And so no one in this world believed, and no one could accept it.
但是挪亚对神的话就绝对的确信。
But Noah had absolute faith in the word of God.
啊，虽然在一百多年以后啊才会实现的事情。
And even though it would finally manifest itself 100 years later.
虽然在人来看啊根本没有实现的可能。
Even though among the perspective of man, it was impossible for it to happen.
但是他对神的话深信不疑。
But Noah had no doubt in the word of God.
神叫他造方舟。
God commanded him to build an ark.
他就开始造。
And so he started to build.
我们知道那个方舟有多大。
We know how large the ark was.
说三百尺长，三百尺长。
And so it was 300 yards meters long.
差不多140公尺。
About 140 meters.
哦，啊，大概有十几公尺的宽。
And it's about 10 meters wide.
啊，所以是相当巨大的一个，啊，看起来好像建筑物一样。
And so it looked like an architectural structure in itself.
啊，因为是方形，长方形的。
And because it was very long.
啊，还有分成三层。
And there were three different floors.
啊，所以好像一座非常巨大的高楼一样。
And it seemed like a almost a high rise.
啊，它是建造在陆地上面。
But he built it on this earth.
花了一百年的时间。
He spent 100 years to build the ark.
在那边呢，天天在那边敲敲打打。
And every day he would hammer and knock.
可能很多人呢、啊、都看到啊，觉得说你个人呢、啊、好像脑筋有问题呀、啊。
And so many people would see it and think that this person has something wrong mentally.
啊，人家造船怎么造这样子的
？Why would anyone build a boat this large？
啊，怎么可能？怎么造这么大的船做什么
？Why would he have to build a boat so big？
而且你是造在地上。
And so you are building it on the earth.
啊，但是不管人怎么诽谤，人怎么讲啊，但是他就。造神的话，天天在那边敲敲打打。
And so, regardless of whatever anyone said, Noah continued to hammer and to build.
世界上的人可能认为他太笨了。
Many people in this earth probably felt that he was very stupid.
认为他是一个狂人啊。
Someone who has gone crazy.
啊，但是他因为神的话，
But because he only listened to the word of God and ignored anyone else.
人怎么质疑啊, 他就不改变。
No matter how much people criticize him, he never changed. And so because he was faithful and feared God.
所以照着神的吩咐就造方舟。
And so he did according to the command of God and built the ark.
让他把方舟造好以后,
After he finished building the
神让那个动物啊,
ark, God commanded the animals one by one, two by two, to go into the ark. And all the food was already prepared in the ark.
然后啊,
then he brought his entire household into the ark.
从当他们进去的时候,
and once they entered into the ark, God himself closed the ark.
等那七天以后啊, 结果突然间风云变色,
and after 7 days, the rain came and the clouds came. And it rained continually for 40 days.
那个时候,可能很多人啊,坐在敲门啊,
and at that time, probably many people were knocking on the boat trying to get in.
所以那个时候,洪水啊,就,那个水啊,就越来越大, 把那个大的山啊,就淹没超过15。
And so it was so the rain kept coming down, and so the flood rose up to against the highest mountain.
所以世界上所有死血气的东西啊, 全部都被毁灭掉了。
And so anything made of flesh in this earth was all destroyed.
这个洪水啊, 在地面上大概半年的时间啊,
and the flood remained for about 6 months on the face of the earth.
然后才慢慢的第二年的七月啊, 才慢慢慢慢的消下来。
And then gradually, the seventh month of the second year, it started to come down.
最后那个方舟啊, 就停在那个亚拉拉山上。
And then the Ark of Noah parked itself on the Mount Ararat.
到了挪亚601岁的时候啊, 才这个地才干。
And then finally, in the first month when Noah turned 601 years old, the ground dried.
2月27号才出方舟。
And then the 27th day of the second month, finally they exited the ark.
所以他们整整在这个方舟里面啊, 一年的时间。
So total, they spent 1 year in the ark.
这是我们看到这个方舟的灾难。
So we see the
这个洪水的灾难。
Disaster of the flood.
但是挪亚一家因为敬畏神，所以他们因为信能够得称义得拯救。
Because Noah feared God, so his entire household was saved.
世界上的人呐，因为他们不听神的话，充满着罪恶，充满着凶暴，所以。
Because the people of the earth were filled with evil and violence, so they did not listen to the word of God and they were faced with destruction and death.
所以圣经里面说我们不要忘记挪亚的世代。
So the Bible tells us, do not forget the generation of Noah.
因为人的罪恶,神就用洪水把他们灭掉了。
Because of the sin of the people, God destroyed them with flood. So the commands of God are temporarily existing.
但是存到有一天啊,这个罪恶满盈,
and they will continue until finally the sin has been fulfilled.
罪人要受审判的时候,
that when the evil people shall be judged,
说神要用烈火焚烧,
God will destroy this earth with fire.
虽然有很多人啊, 在讥笑说, 怎么可能有这样的事情?
Even though many people will mock and ridicule, how can such a thing happen?
但是圣经里面的预言相当多啊, 都谈到
But the Bible has many prophecies of the end times where the earth has a beginning and so it shall have an end.
所以我们不要认为说, 主耶稣只是讲讲好玩啊,
so we should not think that Jesus is only casually saying this.
虽然那么久了, 主耶稣没有再来。
That even though Jesus has said this for so long, he has not yet come. It is not that he is delaying in coming, but rather to give us more time.
因为有些人啊, 他们现在还没有信主, 还没有得救,
because even though there are many people who still do not believe and have not been saved,
如果主耶稣来了, 他们就 失掉了得救的机会了。
Because if Jesus came again now, they would lose their opportunity of salvation.
所以圣经里面说啊，现在就是神拯救施恩的日子。
So God, so the Bible says that God is giving a grace period of salvation.
所以我们要好好把握这个得救信主的日子。
So we must take an opportunity of this period of grace.
因为这个机会有一天啊会结束啊，会失掉的。
Because one day this opportunity shall end and it will be gone.
所以我们要把握这个机会。
And so we must take hold of this opportunity.
我们虽然信主了，
even though we believe,
但是我们实际上还有很多灵修不完全的地方。
There are still many parts of us spiritually that we need to cultivate.
所以我们也要灵修自己。
And so we need to cultivate ourselves spiritually.
所以求啊，圣洁完全没有可指责的地方。
So that we need to pursue holiness and to be perfect so that there is no part of us that has
can be blamed. 我们准备好了。
And when we have been fully prepared.
耶稣来啊，我们就能够被迎接啊，就能够安然见主。
Then when Jesus comes again, we will be received by God and we can meet God face to face.
如果我们没有准备好，
if we are not prepared,
好像那个愚昧的童女拿着灯啊，但是没有油。
Just like the foolish virgins, they have the lamp but no oil.
啊，他也不晓得热心来服侍神。
They do not know to be fervent.
还有没有爱心，好像那个山羊一样。
And they have no love like the goats.
啊，主耶稣来的时候啊。就会被丢弃。
Then when Jesus comes again, they will be thrown aside.
所以说啊，人主来的时候，
so when the Son of Man comes,
两个人在田里面工作，
two people will be in the field.
要取弃一个，丢弃一个。
One will be taken away, and the other will be left behind.
两个妇女在那边推磨。
There will be two women on the press.
取弃一个，丢弃一个。
One will be taken away, and the other will be left behind.
所以唯有啊，准备好了，预备好了。才能够被主迎接。
Only when we are fully prepared can we be received by God.
所以这是对我们相当大的一种警惕。
And so this is all a reminder and a warning for us.
也是对我们的提醒。
It is a reminder for us.
经过这个洪水的灾难以后啊。
After the flood,
挪亚带着全家人出方舟。
Noah brought his entire household out of the ark.
那第一件事情。
The first thing he did,
就做了一个祭坛。
He built an altar.
把那个毁灭的牲畜啊，那个洁净的动物，先把它杀了，把它献在这个祭坛上面。
He took the clean animals, he killed it and offered it on the altar.
因为他感谢神啊，在这个大灾难当中啊，神拯救他们，保全生命。
That they gave thanks that God had preserved their lives in the midst of disaster.
所以出方舟第一件事情。就是筑坛献祭给神。
So the first thing that they did coming out of the ark is build an altar and make offering to God.
结果因为那个祭物啊，那个燔祭啊，烧上去以后非常的香。这个香气就达到神的面前。
So the smell of the fragrance of the offering was so pleasant to God.
神就很喜悦了。
And so God found favor in it.
神就发誓啊。不再用洪水把人灭掉了。
God made an oath that he would never destroy this earth by flood again.
神又跟挪亚立约啊，又赐给他很多的福分。
So he also made a covenant with Noah and made many blessings.
古时候是用竹坛献祭来拜神。
In the ancient times, they used altars to worship God.
这就是我们今天到圣堂里面来祭位学习神的道。
This is the way that we come into the Church of God to listen to the sermons.
常常祷告神。
And we often make prayers.
说我们的祷告好像那个香的香气会一直往上升，达到神的面前。
That our prayers are like fragrant offerings that come before God.
当然我们的祷告有时候是祈求。
Oftentimes our prayers may be a request.
有时候是感谢颂赞对神所赐给我们的恩典我们充满着感谢。
And they may be filled with that thanksgiving and a praise to God for all that he has given to us.
他说这都是最美的香气会达到神的面前神会喜悦。
And this is the greatest fragrance before God that God shall find favor in it.
神就把福气降给你。
And God will bring down blessings upon you.
所以在我们的生活当中好像挪亚一样筑坛第一。
In our lives, we must be like Noah that put an altar first in our lives.
拜神是我们人生当中最重要的。
To worship God is the first priority in our lives.
我们能够筑坛献祭这也是最蒙神悦纳的一种崇拜。
To build an altar, make offering to God is the greatest form of worship before God.
所以我们要常常亲近神。
So we must often draw near to God.
常常祷告、歌颂、赞美神。
We must pray and give thanks and praise to God.
所以神后来就跟挪亚讲。
So God said to Noah,
我不再用洪水把地面上灭掉了。
I shall never destroy the earth again by flood.
所以这个地面上啊，这个四季春夏秋冬啊，照样的运行。
So that all of the earth, all the seasons shall continue as before.
各样的生物啊，各样的植物啊，都能够遍满这个地面上。
All the living creatures and vegetation shall fill the earth.
所以神对挪亚说啊，你要生养众多来管理神所造的这个大地。
So God says to Noah that you must multiply and be fruitful and multiply and take care of the earth.
神说啊，以前都是出蔬菜水果的。
That before the flood, all men ate was vegetation.
神说啊，我现在又把动物是给你们吃。
And now God says to Noah that I give you meat to eat.
因为洪水以后啊，整个大地也变化了。
Because after the flood, the earth changed.
所以人光出蔬菜水果已经不够了。
That it was no longer adequate for man to only eat vegetables.
还没有洪水以前啊，这个地球外面啊有一个水圈。
That outside before the flood, outside the earth, there was a layer.
那个叫做大渊的泉源。
And so that is a ozone.
这个那个水啊，全部都。
And so this layer of water, this firmament that was above the earth, came onto the earth.
后来这个水慢慢退啊，就退到两极嘛，哈。
And so it wasn't after this water rescinded that it went away.
所以这个地球的气候就变化了。
And so the ozone of the earth started to change.
所以人光出蔬菜水果啊，已经不够了。
So it was not adequate for man to only eat vegetables.
所以神把动物是给人。
So God gave man animals to eat.
让我们有一些油脂啊，可以耐寒。
So that we would have nutrients to sustain our
lives. 让我们有更充分的这些营养。
That we would be more abundant in our nutrition.
神有特别交代啊，你吃动物的时候你不可以吃血。
But God specifically mentioned that when you eat of the animal, you cannot eat of the
blood. 因为那个血啊，是动物的生命。
Because the blood is the life of the animal.
当然，那个是要做献祭赎罪用的。
All of this shall be used in offering to God.
但是神设这个命令最主要的目的就是保障人的生命。
But the reason why God commanded it is to preserve the life of man.
叫人不可以去相杀流人的血。
That man should not kill other people and shed blood.
你如果流人的血啊，你的血也要被神所流。
That if you kill someone else and shed someone else's blood, your blood will be shed by God.
杀人要偿命。
So that we always say that those who kill others must be judged.
当然这个是定在律法里面。
All of this is defined in the law.
作为那个审判官啊，审判的标准。
It is the standard which to judge.
神本来的本意啊，不是叫人去报复。
But it is not that God desired revenge.
你受出亏了，你就报复啊。
But
家人啊，就那个被杀害的人啊，去报复对方，把对方杀害，不是这样。
But it is not that God desired that anyone, the surviving family, should desire revenge on those who killed.
神最主要原始的目的就是要保障人的生命，不要彼此伤害。
But the design of God is that man should preserve his own life and not harm anyone else.
所以这个是神尊重人生命的一种律法。
So this is a law that God showed in to honor the lives of others.
神又后来在那个下雨的时候就设了一个彩虹。
And after the flood and the rain, God made a rainbow.
说这个是神跟挪亚立约的记号。
That this would be a sign of the covenant of Noah and God.
这个是彩虹，这是神的恩典。
This rainbow is the grace of God.
因为当洪水以后人一看到下雨可能就很紧张。
Because after the flood, if anyone saw the rain, they would be very nervous.
看到这个洪水的记号，知道说神不会再用洪水把人毁灭掉，把世界毁灭掉。
That once they saw the sign of the covenant, they would be reminded that God would never destroy the earth by flood again.
神重新跟人立约把恩惠施给人。
God once again made a covenant with man that they should not be destroyed by
flood. 我们知道说这个红是太阳光的照射、折射跟反射所产生出来的。
We know that the rainbow is created by the reflection of the light in the So the original source of this rainbow is actually from the sun.
让我们知道说一切的恩惠啊，一切的赏赐都从神而来，因为它是公义的日头。
And all of this is to show that all the source of grace and blessing is from God Himself.
所以神的恩光临到世界，所以神的束缚啊，来普世。 所有世上的人
That when the light of God shines, then all grace and blessing of God falls on all men.
这个彩虹是从地上通到天上，连在天上。
So the rainbow is from the foot of the earth all the way up to heaven.
所以象征神的救恩是从地上可以通到天上的。
And so it shows that the salvation of God can be reached from the earth all the way to heaven.
好像那个天梯从地上可以通到天上的。
Just like the ladder of Jacob that could reach from earth.
所以神的救恩也是一样啊，救我们脱离诸般的凶恶。
And so the salvation of God delivers us from all evil.
还要救我们进到永生的天国。
And it shall deliver us into the salvation of the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们看到这个彩虹啊，很美丽。
So we see how beautiful the rainbow is.
所以众人都赞美。
It is worthy of all man's praise.
我们领受神的救恩也是一样。
When we receive the salvation of God, it is the same way.
所以很多人得到了神的救恩，不断地歌颂赞美神的伟大。
That when people receive the salvation of God, they praise in a loud voice.
来歌颂神的恩典。
And they praise in a loud voice the salvation of God.
启示录里面第四章开始谈到说神的宝座出现了。
In Revelation chapter 4, it talks about the appearance of the throne of God.
那个宝座是碧玉的，后面有彩虹。
That in front of the throne there were was jasper, and behind it it was a rainbow.
也就是说，神要审判世界，但是还充满着神的慈爱。
So that it is telling us that even though God will judge the world, but behind him there is also love.
所以这个是末世的救恩的，一方面行审判，一方面呢。
And so this is the salvation of the end times, that even though there was judgment before, there is a grace of salvation. So behind him, there is a preservation of salvation of the rainbow. But then when Revelation chapter 20, that there's only a throne of white.
所有世界上的万人统统要站在宝座前受审判。
That all men of the earth shall stand before this great white throne.
那个时候的审判已经不再有怜悯了。
There will no longer be a period of mercy.
罪人就要被定罪，没有再蒙死的机会了。
That the sinful people shall be condemned. There is no longer a period of mercy.
唯有那个名字记在生命册里面的人。
All the people whose names are recorded in the book of life.
他们才能够得永远的生命。
They shall receive eternal life.
但是最后的罪人已经没有再蒙恩的机会了。
But in the end times, those sinners shall no longer have an opportunity to be saved.
所以我们生活在这个世代当中。
So when we dwell in this earth and this generation, we must be the righteous man of this generation. Because the righteous man shall be justified by faith. That we must be justified by faith. Because we believe and we have actions of faith, then we shall be saved. Let's sing a hymn. 434. 434. 434.